Well, we have a lot to get to today. We understand a lot of Kings fans are very discouraged. We'll help you through. But first, before we do anything else, I have a four-word piece of breaking news, and it goes like this. Happy birthday to Drapes! Birthday guy today.
Where'd Jay HBD? I didn't know it.
I was about to say, Jay need to be chiming in on this, man.
I had no idea.
Show your boys some love. Thank you, fellas. Thank you. And I'll tell you what. Let me tell you about these next 4 hours. Let me tell you, Kings fans, I'm not going to let anybody get me down.
There you go.
I'm not going to be discouraged about last night. I'm not going to let anybody ruin my vibe today. It's been a great day. I had some friends surprise me with balloons at the house. You know, a big happy birthday sign on my lawn. I started my day with a yummy smoothie. It was one of the best smoothies ever. Made me feel great.
That's great.
And so my day is off to a great start. So Kings fans, I know you might be in your feelings, but your boy ain't ready for that smoke today. I'm not ready. I'm not taking it today, Whitey.
I got to tell you, I wasn't aware of it, but I was listening today, and you came on with Carmichael Dave, and they brought you on, so we wanted to talk to you about something, and you could tell you were kind of bracing for some kind of, all right, this is going to be about the Kings, whatever, and you're like, yeah, what do you guys need? Oh, this is going to be the quickest spot you've ever done.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. And you're so happy. And
I was.
Yeah,
I was shocked.
That was nice.
Because you never know with Carmichael Dave and those guys in the morning.
That's right.
They're either setting you up for something, you know, to make you look bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was.
Here you were being a team player and everything.
Right.
But you're ready for something.
I was ready. And then Jay's playing the correct happy birthday song, too. You know, this is the only one that you play when it's your birthday, right? Happy birthday to you. You know what I mean? And so. It's been a great day, man. Like
good.
I said, you know, Carmichael Dave giving me a shout-out. That was super nice. The smoothie, the balloons, the sign. Now I get to hang with you guys. I'm good, man. I'm good.
Jay, can you imagine him in the car on the way up to the, you know, the studio? Like, it's my birthday. I got to go in there with those guys. But 4 hours today. Well, I guess I'll make the best.
You know what? I thought about calling in sick, too, right?
I
should have, right? But I took off Monday. Remember, I had that event
Monday.
Doesn't
matter, man. You got an event today, too.
I know. My son's got a golf tournament that's about to start. Beautiful outside, and I'm here with you guys for 4 hours.
Thanks for sharing your birthday with us.
I tell you what, though, I am coming down with something. Might have to cut it short today,
yeah,
Jay.
You look like you're sweating a little bit. Let's check your temperature.
You look
get
like
you out
got,
of here.
Yeah, like you got play-in-itis. That's what it looks like.
That's
you
what
got.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Where I don't know if you watched the post-game show yesterday.
I saw a little bit.
Did
of
you
the
see
game?
A little
you,
bit
you
of
Mike
it?
Bibby, yeah.
Yeah, me and Mike yesterday.
Mike Bibby was killing me because you pointed out, hey, that play by Shea, that's a traveling.
Yeah, but everybody travels in the NBA. And I was like, no, that was a
no,
that
that's
was a
true,
travel.
Though. It's true. It's true. We can't get on the officials about last night. I know the 2-minute report will come out and it'll say Shea traveled.
I know, but he was like Fred Flintstone driving his car.
Come on.
He took
Whitey,
so many steps.
50 calls during the game that are missed.
Okay, Gerber,
I said yesterday during the post-game show, and I feel like this today, Kings fans. Because our producer, Cassine, he was in my ear. Oh, let's talk about Domantas Sabonis. I'm like, bro, calm down. We don't need to stick to the rundown. I need a minute to process this loss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a chance to process it yesterday. We're going to talk about it today. I'm in a much better mind state today regarding the Kings than I was yesterday.
I know we have Drapes takes coming right up. I honestly think people are overreacting to last night. And it's a bad loss. Right now, all losses are bad. There's a lot at stake. But that's a really good team that you played in their building. You said yesterday that was going to be one of the key games for the Kings the rest of the way. So, yeah, I know they were up 20, and it hurts when you blow a 20-point lead. But to me, it's like, that's a really good team you lost to. And, yeah, that's a rough one. But I don't understand why some people look at that going, oh, well, that's it. I give up on this team.
Right.
I think we already knew what kind of team the Kings were, and they're just scraping by right now without two of their top players.
You're right. You're without Malik and Kevin Huerter. You're shorthanded, and we'll talk about this in Drape's takes coming up. OKC is legit. They're a very good team.
Absolutely.
Look at the numbers. It's not like, you know, you let, you know, the Lakers come back or the Warriors or somebody like that. This is a team that, if we keep it real, Sacramento, they are better than you right now.
Yep.
And they were playing on their home court. And you know as well as I do, in today's NBA, a 20-point lead, especially
in
the first half,
that's
nothing.
It
really
isn't.
It really is. Now, if they collapsed in the fourth quarter or gave it up then or something, okay. But I thought as I watched that game and I'll talk about it next segment too. Like, when I looked at some of the lineups that we had out there, we had Kobe, Keon, and Davion out there at one point. And Keon played fantastic. They all played well, but we didn't have the horses, man. Like that, time and time again, it's evident that we miss Malik Monk big time. And Kevin Huerter too. Don't forget him. But we just didn't have the horses last night.
Yeah, and that's not making excuses. That's reality. The Thunder are what, I think they're third in offensive rating and eighth in defensive rating.
Yeah.
You know, top 10 both, obviously.
Yeah.
That's a quality club last night. I almost feel more encouraged that the Kings came out and played as competitively as they did early on. I feel better about that than I do feel bad about, they blew the lead. No, that was... It's a tough team. Now you want that win. You didn't get it. Now what? Kings still have a narrow path to avoiding the play-in. They do. They gotta win out, and the Pels have to lose out.
Right? Yeah, probably not going to happen.
Right.
Because, like, can the Kings win all three games? Yes. But the Pelicans losing all three, that's not going to happen. But there's still a chance to get the seventh seed.
Yes.
Like, that matchup on Friday against Phoenix – and we could talk about the Suns and how they laid down like dogs yesterday against the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
But that was awful. And so if the Kings finish seventh, sure, it's the play-in. It's upsetting. But I'm okay with that at this point. When you've lost Malik, when you've lost Kevin Huerter, when you're relying on, you know, Keon Ellis, no offense to him, but he wasn't part of the game plan, the plan to start the season.
Yeah.
Like, we're
and
a depleted
he was great
team.
Last night.
He was fantastic.
Except for a few of those turnovers.
Yeah. Hey, it happens, right?
It happens,
you know.
That's another thing, by the way. Oklahoma City is one of the top teams in the league at forcing turnovers.
And they get deflections as well. They're one of the top teams in deflections. And, you know, one of the things, you know, if I am going to nitpick is, and people will talk about the 58 threes. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, coming up in a minute. But Mike Brown talked about it afterwards, and he talked about guys passing up open shots. And I think a lot of people thought that meant three-pointers, but there were some layups they passed on, too. Like, I think of Keon Ellis late in the game, getting to the basket and then looking for DeMontis Sabonis. Earlier, he had a little floater that he could have did coming down the middle, passed it up as well. And so sometimes they're a little too unselfish. They're searching out the three a little too much out there, I thought, last night.
Two more wins now. You figure they're probably going to be Portland. If you win one more game in there, no matter what anybody else does, that would at least clinch eighth for you. You'd be in the 7-8 game. And, you know, you've talked a lot about the tiebreakers. It's so confusing now, potentially, because you look at the standings and this team's only a game behind that game. It's like, well, not really, because all the tiebreakers come into play now. Some of that is a bit of an illusion. Are the Kings only a game behind New Orleans? No, they're not.
Not really.
Because when you factor in the tiebreakers. So that's where it is. Still a very good chance of being, well, certainly seventh or eighth, and still a slim chance of avoiding the play-in, I should say, altogether and being the sixth seed.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned it. Right now, the Pelicans have a two-game lead in the standings, but really it's three because of the tiebreaker, and that's why the Kings have to win out and the Pelicans have to lose out. You know, what's interesting, the Phoenix Suns right now, just a game above the Sacramento Kings, if the Kings win on Friday, they'll have the tiebreaker. And so, and let's not forget, Phoenix has the Clippers and Minnesota still.
Yes.
And the Clippers might not be playing for much, maybe, but Minnesota still might be playing for that number one seed going into the final day of the season.
Maybe so, but the Clippers, not only the Clippers, that's tonight, not only may they not be playing for much, they're not playing anybody. I don't know if you've heard. Tonight, they're not. I think George is out. I think Westbrook's questionable. Kawhi's out. I think Harden's out.
Really? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they feel pretty secure with that number four seed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Suns might get a little a gift, you know, when they take on the Clippers. But ultimately, if you're Sacramento, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, take care of your business, what you can control. You go 3-0. You get a top seven seed. You get that number seven seed. I don't care what Phoenix does after that, because you will have beaten Phoenix on Friday. And so that's going to be a massive game. Obviously, Thursday is going to be massive. Team comes back home at Golden One Center. You want to exercise your demons against the Pelicans.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no doubt, right? And so there's still some hope for this Sacramento Kings squad.
Absolutely. And we've got a birthday edition of Drapes Takes next, right here with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.
and be that guy, yeah.
The Drive Guys powering your afternoons Monday through Friday on Sacktown Sports.
Thank you for being with us on this very auspicious occasion. Not only are we heading down the stretch of the Kings' regular season with a lot left to be decided, but today it's Kyle Draper's birthday show. How about that?
Yes, this is a big day, right? This is one of those days you mark down in history on the calendar. Christmas.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Sure.
July 4th. What else? Valentine's Day. Drape's birthday.
Yes. You know? Yes.
It should all be in there together, man.
What's, not to put you on the spot, what's the best birthday present you ever got that you remember? Mm.
That's a great question. That's putting me on the spot.
Can I tell you mine and give you a second?
Yeah,
One year I remember I was probably like 5 and my dad took me to Sears and said, get whatever you want at your birthday.
Dang.
Yeah. And I got a catcher's mitt and I was too little. I couldn't even hold it, but that's what I wanted. And my dad said, all right, that's I got a catcher's
really?
Mitt.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out, man. I don't remember many gifts as a kid. You know, I'll tell you something about me as an adult. And I'm sort of like my dad when it comes to something like this. I'm a grown man. I buy whatever I want. I don't need somebody to go out and buy me gifts and get me things.
If I need something, I already got it.
But acts of service, you know what I mean, is big to me. So like the balloons that I got today, the happy birthday on my lawn, that's the stuff that resonates with me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like that's the I don't need material things because I go out and buy whatever I need.
Take back all the gifts we got, Jay.
No.
Take it back.
It's over.
I'm saying you got me tickets to some big concert or something, Jay. I'll take that. But like I said, I'm not going to be down about anything. I started the day with the smoothie, and are you a smoothie guy?
Yes.
I go to Lifetime to get my smoothies.
All right,
you go to Lifetime? That's like
big
12
time
bucks.
Money over there, but brother. I see you grown man buying stuff.
But like, hey, man, I got 2 full-time jobs, Jay.
That is
you
true.
You know that, right? I'm out here grinding. I'm working.
How do you have time
70
to
hours. Dude, I start my day all the time with a smoothie. Yeah. Lifetime smoothie, Mocha Madness, add a little bit of peanut butter. Super yummy. And so the sun is outside chirping. Guys are playing golf, because my house is right there. And so found a Kirkland League in the backyard.
Woo!
No, I'm just
going to kick that thing.
No, man. So it was a great start to the day, man. And this will be the most epic Drapes take ever.
Let's go. Here it is. Drapes takes.
Calm down, Lion. Calm down. Take it easy, man. Just take it easy.
All right, Kings fans. I'm going to start off this way because I'm talking directly to you guys in the camera right now in the YouTube chat, driving home in this beautiful weather in Sacramento. What we're seeing this season with the Sacramento Kings and what happened last night, I know you're in your feelings. I know you feel like you got kicked in the gut. I know you're feeling sad. But this comes with the weight of expectations. When you have expectations, things hurt more. So 5 years ago, when the team was bad, nobody cared. Oh, you went on a 3-game losing streak? Well, that's what's supposed to happen. What hurts this year so much is because we expected so much of this team. Now, here's the problem that I have. And this isn't all Sacramento Kings fans. I see some of you guys out there on social media. I see my guy Carmichael Dave tweeting this out. At this point, I'm just ready for this season to be over.
Yeah,
kind of nonsense is that, Sacramento Kings fans? We're better than that. Is that what we're talking about? Like, a play-in is beneath us? A chance to go to the playoffs is beneath us? You just want it to end? I just don't understand it. I'm not talking to all Sacramento Kings fans, Whitey and Jay, but those that are saying, just get this season over with. What are we talking about? This team's won 45 games. They could win 47, 48 games, and we're ready to cash in and walk away?
Not only
that's weak.
But yeah, it's once this season's over, one way or the other, we got to wait a long time for the
right
next season.
Exactly.
And now is when it's really getting good. Why would you want it to end now?
I just don't understand it, man. People
turn
wanting
in
to,
your fan card.
I agree. Jumping off the bandwagon at this point, this is when it's getting interesting. This is when something special can happen.
Uh-huh.
Like Whitey said, win 3 in a row, Pelicans lose 3 in a row, you're a top 6 team. Beat a Miami Heat. be the Lakers of last year. They got into the play-in and won their way into the playoffs. The goals are still there, Kings fans. And so all this negativity, I'm not about that right now, especially on my birthday. I can't handle it.
I won't read you this comment on Domas then. Go ahead.
Somebody got something on Domas already?
Yeah, Beamer, Beams, Beamly. Let's see. Says, Sabonis got to take a pay cut.
He did not say that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I'm not even going to read that for you.
No, because, Domas is part of Drape's takes. Okay. Domas is definitely a part of Drape's takes. And what happened last night for Domas to me is unacceptable. And here's why. He's an all-NBA performer, a three-time all-star. And I know he had a bad game. 8 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. But Domas, you got to be better, big fella. He knows that. We know that. He can't just take 7 shots. He can't let Chet Holmgren outplay him. Domas has dominated this Oklahoma City Thunder team all season long. He has to be better for us. I'm not going to talk like Beamer, Beams, and Bentley or whatever his name said. Pay cut, trade, and all that. No, he just got to be better. But I will say this, Whitey. 2 weeks ago, I said Domas looks like he could use a break.
Yes.
And I still stand by that. Unfortunately, we can't afford that now. But this guy is tired, I think. Look at the numbers over the last 8 to 10 games. His scoring numbers have come down way. Now we need him to hit that second level, get that reserve energy, and finish strong.
Yeah, he just wasn't a threat last night. I know Chet Holmgren, he's blocking like more than 2 shots a game, about 2.5 a game. He's a good defender. They're a good defensive team. But Domas had nearly as many turnovers as field goal attempts last night. That ain't cutting it right now.
Yeah, and here's the crazy thing about it. He was looking for the pass, right?
Yep.
But he only had 5 assists.
Uh-huh.
Like, come on. All right. Domas, if you're not going to shoot, go out there and get me 13, 14 assists. And I know guys got to make shots and things like that. But it was like, it was almost as if, his passing didn't lead to anything.
Right.
It didn't help out the team, right?
Yeah, I was watching last night. He was making passes like, okay, that's a decent pass, and the guy made the shot or not. But none of the passes really compromised the defense.
Right, exactly. And so he definitely has to be better. 2 of 7? Come on now. You got to be better. I don't want to be all negative because that's not the vibe I'm on today, Kings fans. It's my birthday in case you haven't heard. But my guy Keon Ellis, I'm going to give him some love.
You've been in his corner since day one.
I told you he needs to be a part of the rotation. He needs to be a starter. 26 points. The only thing I'll say about Keon, and I'm not even worried about the 5 turnovers, 15 of his 17 shots were threes. And I know he hit 8 of them, but man, I still would like it a little more diverse, a little more varied. And that goes for the entire team. Let's talk about the 58 three-point attempts, the most ever for a Sacramento Kings squad. I'm not a big fan of that. Hear me out, Whitey. I'm not going to say that because they missed the shots. I'm going to say that because you let OKC off the hook defensively. Take it to the paint. Get Chet Holmgren. And how does Chet Holmgren only have 1 personal foul last night? We need to be more aggressive taking the ball to the hole, man.
Yeah, that's one of the problems for Domas last night, as he had the 5 fouls. But you're right. The Kings, to me right now, they're running an offense that's designed for a team that is a much better shooting team than they are right now.
Well, and this is what I said last year. They're trying to beat the Warriors without Steph and Klay. The reason why the Warriors were great is because you had the 2 best shooters of all time.
Absolutely true.
But I will say this as we continue Drape's takes. You talk to any coach, they don't look at the make or miss.
Mm-hmm.
They look at whether it was a good shot or not. I thought most of their threes were good. Even that one possession where they had 4 or 5 cracks at it, those are in rhythm. They just didn't make it. I just wish we had a more varied offense. And that goes back to what I've been saying for the last 3 to 4 months. Who do we have that we can say, here's the ball, go get us a bucket? Outside of De'Aaron Fox, that's it.
Right. The only other guy was wearing a sweater last night.
Exactly. If we would have had Malik Monk, he could have ran some pick and roll with Domas.
Nice sweater, too.
It was a very nice sweater. Yeah. It had a couple holes in it. Was that by design? Did you see that?
I didn't notice that.
You never know, with these expensive garments. But no, we miss Malik, his ability to get downhill. so much. He gets to the free throw line. He puts pressure on the defense. And so I'm upset about the loss. It was a gut punch, but I don't think it was for a lack of effort or anything. I don't think they played poorly. I just think they got outclassed last night, really, when you think about it.
I think you hit the nail on the head. When you're getting quality shots, the offense is producing shots, and they're not going in, and they didn't go in that game, or the game before, or the game before,
right,
then maybe your team just, you're not as good at making those shots as you thought you were.
Yeah, let me say this, because this is the problem, you know, when I was in Boston, and still to this day, I can't tell you how many game sevens I've covered with the Celtics when the three-point shot doesn't fall. And so you can't just rely on, oh, well, it wasn't our day today. We just missed shots. Well, if it's not your day and you're missing shots, give me something else, Dave.
Yeah, but Drapes, and I know you're not done yet, yeah, but they, since Malik went down, they're relying more.
Right,
on
which is,
shot.
Yeah, because they can't get that. They can't get to the basket. They're just spraying it around the perimeter. Mm-hmm. They don't have anybody to get to the basket other than De'Aaron Fox. That's Drapes Takes. It's brought to you by Ausco Uniforms. Discover why it pays to keep clean with Ausco Uniforms.
The end says the Fox Sabonis two-man game must improve. Emadrox says Kings are great at starting games, closing out, still needs to develop. Yeah, you get to the end of a game, and it's different at the end of an NBA game. Magic used to call it winning time,
yeah,
and the Kings are a little lost right now.
They are, and, you know, like I said, that's where you miss Malik Monk the most.
I agree.
It's closing time, clutch situations. Like, that dude has been fantastic this year late in games. Him and Fox, and then you throw Sabonis in there, they play off each other so well late in games. And think about this. This Sacramento Kings team, Whitey, and I can look at it right here. I pull up the numbers when you look at it. The offense has been struggling, mm-hmm, as of late. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, 105 points.
Look at some of the third quarters lately.
And look at the third quarters. You're right about that. Like, 105 points, that's just not going to get it done. That's not who we are. And so as I look at the schedule, 105 against OKC, 107 against Brooklyn, 100 against Boston, 109 against New York, 109. Where the last time we had more than 110, it was 6 games ago. Like, we used to be a high-scoring team, mm-hmm, and I think our offense is struggling a little bit right now.
How about this from Curtis Hicks? This is a nominee for a YouTube chat comment of the day. Drapes, tell them all, 16 years of losing to a play-in after making the playoffs is okay. It ain't poopy, it's potty training.
Ooh, I like that.
Do you?
It's kind of graphic. It's kind of graphic, yes, but what are we talking about? Like, I need to check Carmichael Dave's Twitter account because he better not still have that up there. You know, he had a poll. Are you just ready for this season to end? That is ridiculous, Sacramento Kings fans. Is that what we're doing? That place better be packed out tomorrow. That I'm upset right now that us, supposedly the best fan base in the country, we're ready to jump ship right now? Come on, man.
The only thing I want to end is Carmichael Dave's Sean Connery impersonation.
Oh, I haven't heard that. Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Broke that out today and really shouldn't have. Put that back. Wherever it came from, put that back. All right, Drape's birthday takes for today. Thanks, Cal Draper. We take a quick break. When we come right back, all right, back to it. We talked about it yesterday. How come De'Aaron Fox doesn't get to the line more? Ooh. Next, with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Yeah, the Kings lost last night and had a big lead, and they lost. But you know what? This is an exciting time of year to be a Kings fan. Compare this to all the seasons before last year when, you know, by now, and we've been over and over it, we know that by this time of year, all we were talking about is the lottery. Maybe they'll play, you know, they'll do well in the lottery. This is exciting. Yeah, this is a flawed team right now. They're a little short-handed. To me, that gives it a little bit more of that underdog edge that makes it a little more fun.
Exactly. Shock the world, right? That's what Muhammad Ali said. Shock the world.
Uh-huh.
That's what the Kings can do, man.
Yeah. And Carmichael Dave needs to turn in his fan card if he's serious about this. Well, I just want the season to end.
And I know.
We'll get him on the show.
What do you think his fan card looks like?
That's a good question, right? That's a great question. Is he really a fan?
Does he even have one? Where's your fan card, Dave? Oh, I lost it a long time ago.
I lost it, exactly. No, it's for anybody that is just ready for the season to be over.
That's
like,
not
what
right.
Are we 6 months without Sacramento Kings basketball? Is that what we really want right now? No, we want this team to win. We want this team to get into the play-in, shock the world, get into the first round. Two more weeks of basketball. That's what I'm looking for from this club.
The end says, I think this year's team finally broke Carmichael Dave's emotions. Got a lot of, and we understand a lot of, you know, negative emotions coming through on the chat. Beamer, Beams, or Beamly says, Drive Guys. With the A's coming, you know, he's like, hey, guys, look. With the A's coming in, Vivek's involvement, we have to seriously consider where he is at with the Kings. I think that's a suggestion that the Kings don't have Vivek's full attention. He's focusing on the A's, guys.
So what is Vivek supposed to do? Like, you know, make a three-pointer or something? Like,
I don't know.
Is he supposed to call a timeout?
Fans are concerned.
Draw up a defense?
They're just wondering what is going on right now. And to me, we know what's going on. We don't know how it's going to end, but you know what's going on.
Yeah, this is – you know what? I have to realize and remember – no offense to you guys on the YouTube chat. You know you're my guys and girls out there.
Oh,
love you guys.
Out.
No offense to the text line. No offense to the people on social media. But that's a vocal minority. The majority of Kings fans, they want this season to continue. They want this team to do well. They're not bringing up crazy stuff. Vivek, his focus isn't on the Kings. Bro, what are you talking about? It's been 1 week that the A's situation came to Sacramento. And what's Vivek supposed to do? Like, there's no moves to be made right now. Like, what's Vivek supposed to do?
Oh, I see. Beamer, Beams, or Beamly. And thank you for clarifying. He says luxury tax. That's what he's talking about.
That has nothing to do with the A's right now. Now, I think that's...
Interesting theory.
That has nothing to do with A's. Now, will Vivek go into the luxury tax? And this is the problem with the NBA, too. A lot of times, to be a winner, and you see it in baseball too, you got to pay a premium. Certain small markets, they choose not to. I was told earlier this year that the luxury tax isn't something that would scare us away.
I remember you said that, right?
And that's somebody from inside. I don't know if that's, you know, still the case right now, but at that time, that's what I was told. And so don't talk about luxury tax after a loss yesterday. Like, now, if they don't go out and make any moves this offseason, if they don't re-sign Malik Monk or something like that, okay, then we can have – but don't be reactionary like that, man.
Mm-hmm. Amadrox says Dave's fan card is lacking girth.
Yeah, it's you know what it was?
For that one.
He lost his fan card the same place I lost my wallet. You know what I mean? Like, he needs a new fan card, and he's going to have to earn that. I don't know if we're going to just welcome him back on the bandwagon once we start turning this thing around.
Yeah, and like Curtis Hicks says, Curtis, I think, a big, big fan of yours. He says,
that's my
Dreams called last night a gut punch, not the knockout blow.
Right, it's
that's
a gut
it.
Punch. I
that's
mean,
it.
It's it one game. It hurts, yes, but the goals and are still attainable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me. A one-game play-in, us, Phoenix, on our home floor, you're not feeling good about that.
I know yesterday we talked about De'Aaron Fox and Shea getting to the foul line. I know you discussed it before the game. You mentioned that, hey, we talked about this on the radio. So after the game, here is Coach Brown talking about Shea getting to the line and maybe doing a little bit of hippity-hop here and there.
Just a tough ball game. In those two areas in the second half, our turnovers, our hesitancy in terms of spraying the ball like we did in the first half, and then at times when we were open, we didn't shoot the ball. You know, on top of that, the reality of it is, you know, it's right in front of me. SGA traveled. Was a great player, but he traveled, and none of the officials said they saw it. And then, whew, he get 20 free throws. It's going to be tough to beat them. A great player, though, and he. I haven't watched the film. He probably earned every single one of them. But when you got one guy getting 20 free throws, that's a tough thing to overcome.
So Coach Brown being diplomatic there, kind of trying to have it both ways. Boy, 20 free throws. He probably earned every one. I don't know. I haven't seen.
He's pointing that out, right? But boy, those 20 free throws.
Yeah, because De'Aaron had, what, four?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, and Mark Jones pointed out, was it the third quarter when he finally got his first free throw?
But here's the thing, Whitey, and this is, you know, I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm not going to say, oh, man, Shea got to the line, De'Aaron didn't. Harrison Barnes had 10 free throws. Why did Harrison Barnes have 10 and De'Aaron Fox only 4?
Mm-hmm.
What do we make of that? Well, De'Aaron Fox stayed out at the three-point line mostly, 17 threes.
And you pointed out after the game last night, the numbers overall, 26 to 31, that's not
right. It's not crazy. Yeah. But here's the thing about Shea, and I said it yesterday on our show. Certain guys have a knack for drawing fouls. They know how to draw fouls. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, DeMar DeRozan, Trae Young, Luka Doncic, they absorb the contact, contort their body, whatever it may be. They have a knack for drawing fouls. It's a skill, and I think that's something. But De'Aaron's not that type. He's not going to look for fouls or seek fouls out or anything like that. But we talked about it yesterday, and I talked with Mike Bibby. How many times have we seen De'Aaron pump fake or ball fake, get a guy up in the air, and then jump into him and draw the foul? Mm-hmm. Like, that's SGA's game.
Right.
That's SGA's game. Like, that's how he gets to the line.
And De'Aaron is more trying to elude the contact.
Right, exactly. And when you get downhill as fast as he is, he's great at creating some space, too. And so I don't want to look at the free throws and say, oh, our guy only got four or anything like that. He got 20. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander leads the NBA in free throws made per game. That's his game. And also, you got to look at it, too. And I said this on the post-game show with Mike Bibby. A shooting foul versus a foul on the floor. De'Aaron may get fouled, but it's on the floor. Mm-hmm. Shea gets fouled, it's in shooting motions. De'Aaron's taken 17 threes. You're not going to get fouled on a whole lot of three-pointers. And so De'Aaron, I think, has to do a better job at drawing shooting fouls. Do the officials have to be better? Yes, but I don't think that was the difference
and
in
I know,
the game.
Yeah, you don't want to go here, but I'm going to. Coach went there. That was a blatant travel.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It was.
Sometimes in the NBA, you get kind of a borderline with a great player. But that was, he was trapped, and so he just, well, I can't get loose here. Who was it? Was it Keon Gardner?
Davion.
Yeah. So he's like, I'll just take a couple extra steps. It's like, yeah. And then Mike Brown came out, and he was showing the official. So I don't know.
Let me ask you this, though, about that real quick.
Situation like that, that's a key basket. I don't think, no matter who it is, that a team should be awarded a key basket when the player blatantly travels that much.
Nah, but here's, and I hear you.
It came down to more than just that, but that was big.
I hear you on that, Whitey, but I'm going to throw something else at you. And this is where we have to be better as a team, Sacramento Kings. Davion should have flopped. When Shea, you know, gave him that little bump, Davion should have hit the deck. So our basketball IQ, we're very good at X's and O's, but the game within the game, I think we could be better. The little things, the foul shots, the drawing charges, the selling calls. I know it sounds crazy, but that's part of today's NBA game. And that's the difference sometimes between getting free throws and not getting free throws. A bucket or not. Because Shea gave him a little shoulder to clear some space. Davion played well. If Davion pulls a Marcus Smart and flops back, maybe he gets the call and draw.
Maybe.
But it's part of the game, man.
Fellas, I'm sorry. Real quick, this is something that I just want to add this. I saw this from Tim Maxwell, the Kings Herald. He said this yesterday. And take it how you want to. He said this earlier today. We can complain about SGA's versus Fox fouls disparity last night, but SGA drove the ball 30 times while shooting three three-pointers. Fox drove the ball 17 times while shooting 17 three-pointers.
Mm. Yeah.
There you go.
He does not initiate contact on his drives. Officials know that, so when it does happen, they're less likely to call it because they think already, you know, he's not a guy who draws a lot of those fouls.
Right.
As Mike Bibby said, when you're shooting so many threes as a team, the officials also are aware of that.
Yeah, exactly. And let me ask you this. We're talking about the fouls. Did you have a problem? Because I haven't heard your take on the 58 threes, and maybe that's coming up in just a little bit. Are you upset about that? Are you
the 58 threes?
Yeah. Or are you screaming at the TV, take it to the basket?
It just speaks to the fact that right now it's all the staff, the roster, they've run out of other things to do.
Mm.
You know, they don't have anybody that they can trust to, we got to attack the basket. And it stuns me when after the game, Mike Brown, he doesn't say, yeah, we got to take the ball to the basket more. He says, he just said it there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we sprayed the ball in the first half and then we got bored with it. So it just, to me, speaks of how desperate they are right now.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, it goes back to, you know, what we were just talking about, not having a diversified offense. And yeah. maybe it's because of personnel, not having that secondary ball handler out there. And a guy like Malik Monk, you know, you can do a lot of different things with Malik Monk. And so it is what it is. You know, when they're hitting threes, you know, when they're playing well, they look great like they did in the first half. Like the way Fox and Keon came out, I don't know how you felt about that, but I saw the chatter on social media. Uh-oh. We're up big. Threes are falling.
I know, here we go again, right?
And so I don't know what to say about this team. I do want to bring up something, though, real quick as we get ready to go to break, and hopefully we'll talk about this coming up.
Yeah.
The bad losses this season.
Mm-hmm.
I got something on that I want to share with you. That's coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, and I got something on that, too. Because there's been a bad trend with those, and that trend is – well, they're facing it when they get back home here. But, yeah, we'll get back to that. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Drive, guys. Zachtown Sports.
Happy birthday to Kyle Treifer.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, big day today. We're just thrilled to drapes. Decided to spend his birthday with us.
I tell you what. Check his card.
I know. I'm here, man. I'm riding and dying with my guys. I will tell you, though. We should have did a remote somewhere, some on a golf course somewhere or something. Like, it's criminal to be inside right now instead of being outside enjoying this Sacramento weather. You know, this farm to fork capital here.
But you know, there's a lot of fans.
It's the city of trees capital here. City of trees. Here.
There's a lot of fans that need us today. They need you today.
Yes.
You know?
Well, here's
challenging
the thing.
Times.
Challenging times, but we need to chill, Kings fans. This is the point I wanted to make real quick, Whitey, and I beg people to call in, 916-339-1140, 916-339-1140. We talk about the losses to Detroit, Charlotte, all the teams, Portland. I think we need to be realistic about who we are. We're not the Denvers of the world, the Minnesotas of the world, the Oklahoma Cities of the world. We're the Pelicans of the world, the Phoenix Suns of the world. We're those teams right around us, right? Mm-hmm. Those are. Let me tell you this. I pulled up the Pelicans' schedule. The Pelicans, mind you, I'm looking at their schedule right now. They lost to Utah twice. Bad losses. They lost to Memphis. They just got San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad
right.
losses.
Yeah, that's
okay?
Right.
Okay, that's bad losses. Phoenix Suns, same situation as us. Lost to San Antonio three times. Mm. Lost to Memphis. Lakers, same thing. So what I'm saying is, outside of the top three in the Western, everybody has bad losses. And so we can't look back and say, man, if only would it be, if we do that, then eight other teams can do that. And then we also have to conversely look at a 3-1 record against Denver. And so if you're going to look at the bad losses, at least also look at the good wins, Sacramento Kings fans. And I understand why, yes, if we would have beat. But we did beat OKC twice.
Mm-hmm.
We did beat Denver three times. We did beat Minnesota a few times. So those things balance out. And I don't think going into this season or midway through or at this point, we're not Minnesota. We're not Denver right now. But we're in the same category as Clippers, Phoenix, Lakers, Pelicans. Bad losses. They've all had bad losses too.
I was just going to say this, and that's fair enough. Some of those bad losses, in fact, I think just about all of them at home, have come first game back from a road trip.
Road trip, yeah.
So tomorrow.
Oh, so you're worried about it.
Well, I am worried. Now, tomorrow losing to the Pelicans, obviously, it wouldn't be like losing to the Pistons or something. But the Kings have had their challenges, first home game after road game. And that's an old adage in the NBA, right? The first home game after road trip is like another road game.
Yep.
But it's concerning because right now there's, especially if you want to finish in the top six, there you got no wiggle room now.
No wiggle room. You got to win out, like you said. Pelicans got to lose out. I'm at the point now where, yes, I'm disappointed that top six probably isn't going to happen. But that doesn't mean it's over. You know, like somebody said on the YouTube chat, yes, yesterday was a gut punch, but it wasn't the knockout blow. Things can still turn around. Like I said, I'm all about matchups when it comes to the Sacramento Kings team. Let's say they wind up as the seventh seed. They get through the play-in, wind up seven. They take on OKC. They take on Minnesota. Kings can play with those guys. I'm not saying they'd win the series or anything like that. But even the fact that we get the best of seven with the injuries we have, I think that's a success for this Kings team.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you felt about this, but I believe Jay and I have been on the same page since about the All-Star break. Before the season started, truth be told, I said, oh, the Kings are going to finish fifth. And then when they didn't do anything or they weren't able, for whatever reason, they didn't do anything at the All-Star break when they were struggling and it was clear they need help, they're not going to get it. I felt like, and I think, Jay, you and I have said this many times, this is a play-in team. We've said that. Now, they still might not be, but they probably are going to be. So given that, I don't understand why right now, when it looks like, oh, playing maybe seven, maybe eight, why so many people are like, I'm done.
This is an awful season. Like,
yeah.
When we looked at the Western Conference, and I said this during an NBC Sports call yesterday, and you know, people thought I was crazy, and maybe I am crazy. You know, maybe I am. But if this team can get to 47, 48 wins this season, I consider that a very good season. I know it doesn't feel that way, but as tough as this Western Conference is, OKC making a leap, Minnesota, Clippers, you know, for the most part being healthy, like to get 47, 48 wins, that's a tremendous job. And we talked about it, you know, all throughout the season. And I blame myself for this too. Just because you made it first round last year doesn't mean you make it second round. I was trying to hold him to a high standard.
I was trying to say, you know, that's fair.
But in reality, like Jason Jones said a month ago on here, every season is its own individual. You know, you look at Denver, Michael Malone, early in his tenure, like they had some setbacks, but they stayed the course. They stayed with it. And so I don't like all this negativity and people trying to jump off and everything like that.
339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. It's time for Check It. Here he is. TC. What's up, TC?
Yes, sir. Hey, Check It. Hey, before we even get started on everything, happy birthday to Drake's, bro.
My guy, TC. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
You know what time it is. Whitey, what's up? Jay in the back, man. Check it out. So, hey, it's like this, man. It's simple. I talk when I call in all the time. I always talk about the three pointers, bro. That has to stop. It has to, bro. We're not the Warriors in their championship run. We can't put up 73s a game thinking that we're going to shoot 50%, bro. We're not that team. Even with Malik and Kevin Herter, we're just a good three pointing team. We're not a great three point team, period. So you have to have a counter off that, and that falls on Mike, Jordy, Jay, Doug, that falls on them, bro. We need y'all as a coaching staff that we love so much. We need y'all to decipher, bro. When the threes are falling, get downhill. Let the players know. The players have to decide that on their own. But as a coaching staff, Mike, you have to call a timeout and say, bro, look, check it out. I know we want to spray threes, right? And I know that's what I talk about all the time. But guess this is the time, fellas. We have to get downhill. We can't keep crying about Fox not giving foul calls. He's not giving the refs time to give him fouls, bro. When you're putting up 17 threes, that's ridiculous. I don't care how your 3 points are. Steph Curry's not even shooting 17 threes, bro. Come on, De'Aaron, bro. You can't keep running up and down the court crying about three fouls, bro, when you're not even getting into the paint. You're not even shooting your mid-range this year, bro. You're shooting three-pointers, and you're halfway going to the basket, bro. That's unacceptable. Domas, bro, you have to be more dominant, bro. You have to call the ball in the post and be more dominant. It sounds like I sound like a broken record, y'all, when I call every day, bro. But what I'm talking about is facts. And as a Kings fan, as a media, Kings media, GM, however you, if you can't see that, bro, then there's something wrong with you, dog. Period. Carmichael Dave, bro, you gonna have to chill out, bro. Didn't he try to help save the Kings? So how you jumping off the bandwagon? That's another story for another day, bro. Kings will be all right, and they gonna make noises, but they gotta fix this situation, bro, that they're in right now with this shooting 73s a game, bro. That's not gonna get us anywhere. That's all I got.
TC, that was epic, bro. That was epic. Oh, my gosh. Just let them rock, man. That may have been the best call I've ever heard.
Giving
right
you a little
there.
Break on your birthday.
Dude, like, I put my feet up. I took a nap. He touched on everybody. And then he came off the top rope. And Carmichael Dave. That's awesome. My guy TC'd. I love it. I love it. Great stuff, man. Great stuff.
Let's see what Mike has to say on Sacktown Sports. Hey, Mike, what's up?
First off, Drake, love the show. Happy birthday. Let's go for Drake.
Very nice. Thank you, my guy. Nice. Thank you.
Drapes, I got something for you. Okay. Yo, Drapes, it's your birthday. We don't give a rip about your birthday. You can find me in the club with a bottle of bub.
Go, Drapes. It's your birthday. Go, y'all crazy, man.
Drapes, I got something for you, though. Everybody's talking about De'Aaron Fox shooting the three. I get all that. I just watched the Up in Smoke podcast. They had Mitch Richmond on there, and that was my guy growing up. I never knew Mitch Richmond never really shot threes. That was like a late addition to his game. So people, you know, give De'Aaron a break. He is the guy. If they start falling, they start falling. Now, I understand we're not the Warriors. We're not the Splash Brothers. But give De'Aaron a break. You know, if they start falling, hey, you know, you're not going to get the SGA calls, which I really don't understand because, you know, I want to know what you know, like Chicago, L.A. Mm-hmm. I heard that OKC is the smallest in the whole NBA, so they really love in SGA if he's going to the line more than your whole team. That's what I want to say to you guys. Happy birthday. Let's go, King.
All right. Appreciate it. Great call. Yeah. Great call. Here's the thing about SGA, and you know it, Whitey.
He's great, for one thing.
He is great. But there are certain guys in the NBA who are sort of anointed as the next one, the faces of the league. Right now, he's more of a face than our guy De'Aaron Fox is. You know, it is what it is. And so he might get the benefit of the whistle a little bit more. But he's very crafty at drawing the fouls, too. Give SGA credit, man.
Yeah, so why are the Kings shooting so many threes when they're not going in? We'll get back to that. Also, the Ringer's new top 100 is out today.
Ooh.